The Queen's Gaels are making the long trek to Windsor to battle the Lancers for a shot at the Yates Cup. These two teams last met on Homecoming, where Windsor stole a victory on a last-second field goal. Can Queens avenge their homecoming loss, or will they suffer another agonizing semifinal stumble? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM to find out. We go live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show and a scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
Thank you. listening to The Night Shift. Luca here. Shoutouts to you in Radioland, listening in Tarana, Ontario, Met Radio 1280 AM, CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, QCCR Radio 99.3 FM in Liverpool, Nova Scotia, The Bay, CKAR 88.7 FM in Huntsville, Ontario, WVKR Vassar College Radio, baby, 91.3 FM in Poughkeepsie, New York, CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax, Nova Scotia, UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Golden Co-op Radio in Golden, British Columbia, and KOWS 92.5 FM in Sonoma County, California. Very special program. If you've been following this show for the last 10 plus years, I've done a few interviews around the bend. Not so much anymore, but there's always time for a special occasion. I'm going to throw back to December 7th, 2013. One of the great Toronto bands ever, Ostrich Tuning, performed what I thought, and I think is, their last set on my radio show at CHRY 105.5 FM. May that station rest in peace, but a very special show, and it's where I first saw the great Amy Spears and all their majesty for the first time. Now let's throw it back to the start of October 2025. And the station, Met Radio, graced with a phenomenal performance from Amy and Mike Butler, throwing it down under the guise of a group. I feel like if Angelo Badalamenti, the Cowboy Junkies, Jennifer Castle, and the Antlers worked on an album that was just all about these lush, psychedelically therapeutic and meditative soundscapes that just really hit during the fall and winter. They hit all the time. They really hit all the time. But for me, that's just my sweet, sweet spot. I think it would all come together as the great Blue Light. Very excited to be chatting with Amy and Mike in the studio. How are you guys doing this evening?
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Not too shabby. An amazing show coming up. Mm-hmm. Cindy Lee and Blue Light, Massey Hall, November 6th. Not too shabby. That's crazy. What a lineup. That's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah.
For folks who haven't dug into Diamond Jubilee, my favorite album from last year, it's going to just be a very powerful, powerful performance from both.
Emotional.
Yeah.
For me, Cindy Lee. And mine, probably, but let's hope I don't cry laugh.
So you guys also, like, going back in the day a little bit, like, there's some deep history under the guise of Bardo as a collaborative project. I had to ask that just to get out of the gate. How did that collaboration between you guys come to be?
I met Patrick through Scarlett in Vancouver. I was touring with Cross at the time. Scarlett and I were touring with them. And so, I met Patrick through Scarlett. Scarlett's one of my best buds. Mm-hmm. So now she's doing her own thing, Scarlett Rose.
Yeah.
She's in LA now. Yeah.
And you guys collaborated on Chauncey.
Yeah, Chauncey, yeah.
Yeah.
We still have a lot of people to ask about Chauncey. Like, we're gonna, play more, do more chords. Like, no, sadly no. But yeah, it was a very special project.
That's awesome.
Very, very special.
A beautiful moment in time, one might say.
Yeah.
Thank you. collaboration now between Amy, Mike Butler, a.k.a. Shay, digging back into the mid to late 2000s for folks in the city who were really diving into the world of, you know, Optical Sounds, Buzz Records, all the amazing bands that were surrounded. You know, how did you guys come to connect? Because, you know, varying musical pastures.
That's why we need you, Mike, because my memory is rigged. Yeah, just through friends and other bands.
Or the scene.
Yeah, the scene. There's...
We shared a lot of mutual friends.
Yeah.
So it naturally came that you guys, like, okay, we got to start this tag team and maybe kind of get into a new chapter of Blue Light.
Yeah, it was kind of random that I asked Mikey. Yeah. I think
that what I did just sort of made sense for what you needed.
Yeah. He's just a sick producer, and yeah, made sense. Bring the beats.
I love it. I wanted to take a step back. You know, thinking about those labels, thinking about, in my opinion, just like one of the last golden generations
really hot
in
time.
Toronto. Hot time.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, 2025, what are some artists, what are some labels in the city that you guys are just kind of like jonesing about?
I mean, one of my top faves is Slash Need, which I have the pleasure sometimes of dancing with. Like, they're like top.
They feel like an artifact from another era. Like, they're so friggin' good.
Yeah. And to be honest, one of our mutual friends would be Alex Lowe, so it's likely, like, that's a definite connection.
What albums kind of, you know, in this new kind of chapter of Blue Light's music, what albums, what artists do you guys kind of, like, really connect over?
I mean, for me, my go-to has always been, like, Mazzy Star, Portishead. Both Mikey and I connect hard on Portishead. Lana Del Rey is my girl. Yeah, so it's kind of a random one, but like for me, it's not random. Like, she's so good. It should be more recent, yeah.
Where does a band like Built to Spill kind of find its way in?
Built to Spill is like just more like old school for me. Like, I've just been listening to them forever. So like when they were, big, you know, doing their thing and that time, like, they were honestly one of my favorite bands. And so getting to tour with them a bit
was like... You had to play with them. That's crazy.
Was crazy, yeah. So we did like a proper like... couple weeks with them.
That's far out.
And just, they're like the best dudes, just the coolest, sweetest guys. And Doug and I really connected. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. It's funny too, because I was the only one of the whole band with Cross that had listened to them.
Yeah.
But their, one of their guitar players just like loved Cross, and they're like, it's kind of a very random match.
Yeah.
But it was just very random how that happened. Yeah.
That's so sweet. So, you know, Built to Spill, big influence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll throw a mic for just a quick album kind of nerd question, but just where does, you know, Since I Left You kind of fall into like impactful albums from the Avalanches?
Oh, yeah, that's up there. It's a Desert Island album.
Yeah, I was digging into it. I think it just kind of always falls into my lap, like every couple months, like, these guys are actually freaking amazing.
Yeah, someone coming from a sample-based background, when that album came out, it just made you rethink how to approach creating songs and using that technique.
And for projects like Soviets, when it comes to sampling those releases, like... What are some like producers, hip-hop musicians that are just kind of in the back of your mind when you're just trying to find a sweet, sweet environment?
Oh, jeez. Madlib, Knots. I like the off-kilter, not studio-precise guys. Not sloppy, but just, they just go with the...
Loose.
Yeah.
Like flow.
Yeah.
Flow thing.
Very soulful.
Touch.
any chance we'll have a kind of a DJ night where both Shay and DJ Chomp Gnomeski are both spinning?
There is definitely a chance. I would say yes.
Yeah.
What would we be looking at? What type of records would you guys be spinning? Outside of everything you guys have named, what would be kind of like those albums? Like, okay, we can start kind of like collaborating on some, just transitioning between some sweet tracks here.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of 70s stuff.
Yeah. I personally love 70s Thai. I just posted some about, 70s like Thai, like that world, like psychedelia.
Oh.
And specifically just that part of the world.
I love it.
It's my favorite sound.
Now, you know, if I ever find myself in a situation where I'm going to be spinning an entire night of Blue Lights music, maybe it would actually be like at the Imperial Pub on their last, their last rodeo in November. Shouts to the Imperial.
It would be mandatory that everyone's just like laying on the floor.
Yes.
But that's a fascinating thing. I feel like whenever I listen to Blue Light, it just takes me into just a really special space where I can just kind of focus on my own mind. Like, and I know you've done some advocating for, you know, using psychedelics for treatment. Do you find like that's kind of in the back of your mind, like when it comes to just kind of choosing the environments that the music of Blue Light kind of flows into?
To be honest, it just, every time I touch my keyboard, I write a song. The past few, 2 years or whatever, have been pretty heavy mentally, so that doesn't happen a lot. But, like, honestly, it just comes through me. It's all, like, spirit-led.
I love it.
Like, literally, yeah. And it's just, I've had so many people tell me that they've, cried during my sets, or they've been able to release an emotion they haven't been able to release in the past or like ever. So it definitely has that healing kind of purging quality, so that means a lot to me.
I'm really looking forward to listening to this live set, and I'm really looking forward to watching you guys perform live, because I know I'm gonna have just like a very kind of emotional experience. Now, the show's going down again, Massey Hall. Maybe you've heard of it. kind of a big deal. We mentioned, the Imperial Tavern. You know that it's a classic bar that's going to be calling it a day in November. In terms of like a lost Toronto venue, one that I'd never been to, but I know it was just always a special spot in a special time. If you guys have any White House stories, I'd love to hear maybe some of the classics. And just in general, what did it mean to your kind of community at that time?
Yeah, in general, I'm with you on that. Like, it was one of my favorite venues at that time, and still is. Like, there's, just any space that's just open and like a blank slate, like you were saying earlier with what, it's just, you can do anything with it. Yeah, so I curated a show there, and it was a very special night. Like, every show I've seen there has been a favorite, and that particular night was very, very special. It was,
Any spots that,
so many.
Do you look fondly on other ones, but also like ones now that you're kind of crazy about, stuff that does exist?
Well, I mean, we were living
Soy
in
Soy Bomb.
I was actually living in Soy Bomb for a bit with Alex Lowe, and that was another top fave. Again, just a big open space, and otherwise, I guess Cinecycle's still going, doing a thing. Yeah, double.
A great space.
Yeah. Memories mush, but there's just been so many, just so many.
If anything's too good.
Yeah, didn't last in the city.
Lights music is lasting. Blue Lights music is thriving. What can you tell the folks about any potential new music coming through the wavelength?
Yeah, so a lot of the tracks we do tonight are very new, and yeah, we'll be on the new album. So I'm working on a full length, like proper full length. Definitely next year, early next year. Yeah, my friend Cam Kirk from Dartmouth is helping me record some stuff. And then Mikey will be helping out, and my friend Zachary George. He's more of like a video guy, but he's helping me a bit. So yeah, just all the, you know, resourcing the peoples. Yeah.
I love that.
So many good people. Yeah.
Before we shout out everyone, I always ask this question. Could be a little controversial, but if you're to describe the music of Blue Light as a meal, what would it be?
I'm weird with food in general, so I'm a weirdo to ask about that.
A nice soup when you have food. Soup on a rainy day.
Oh, I can dig it. We're heading into that season. Yeah. Fall, winter, it's all about the soups and stews. I want to shout out the folks who helped out in the back tonight, Delphine, Saf, and Mish. For you guys, who deserves the love? Who do you guys want to shout out that can use a plug and a half?
Well, I have a pal. His name's Christopher Ray. He's very incredibly talented. He does like comedy, but he's an amazing writer, and I'm always encouraging him to write more. Write. He would be an amazing musician.
Awesome.
So he's definitely up and coming in some way or another. I'm not quite sure which, but he's just incredibly talented.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I also want to say that, like, with Cindy Lee, such an honor to play with Pat, to play with Cindy Lee, because, like, they're one of my favorites of all time. Like, out of all people I actually know and then I don't know, like, you know, personally, they're, like, one of my top faves. And for me to be a fave of theirs is, like, such an honor.
It's going to be such a good show.
Such a mutual, like, yeah, love
there. I feel like just for me as a listener, just it just stops me in my tracks every single time. I was going to curse. I was going to the F word. I can edit it out. But November 6th, Massey Hall, Cindy Lee, and Blue Light. Where can folks find more information on the world of Blue Light, on the world of Shay?
Yeah, I guess I'm working on my stuff. Like, I haven't had much of an online presence in a while, so I'm just kind of getting that.
Building it back.
Yeah, building it back up. Like, I've just been in hardcore hermit mode for a while now.
Yeah.
So, just getting the momentum going and...
Yes, on my Instagram.
Through Instagram for both of us.
Beauty. Yeah. I love it. Well, shout outs to you in Radioland. You are listening to The Night Shift. We'll send you off into the night with good vibrations as always. Stay hydrated. Eat something very spicy. And wishing you lots of love as always. For more information on this program, hit me up at The Night Shift TO on Twitter, MS Cloud, and Capone Luca on Instagram. This is Blue Light on The Night Shift. Good night and good luck.
Gute Nacht. Thank you, Luca.
Thank you, guys.
Royals are making the long trek to Windsor to battle the Lancers for a shot at the Yates Cup. These two teams last met on homecoming, where Windsor stole a victory on a last-second field goal.